This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty here in Boston. We're going to continue now with our political coverage following last night's Iowa caucuses with a look ahead to the New Hampshire primary, which is now just 6 days away.
With Mitt Romney's very narrow win over Rick Santorum last night, the former Massachusetts governor was back in New Hampshire today. He picked up an endorsement from Arizona Senator John McCain and urged his supporters to give him a much more decisive victory next Tuesday. Will he get it? Well, a little while ago, I spoke with James Pindle, political director here at WMUR in Manchester, about the shape of the race here in New Hampshire.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
Well, it's good to be here. Let's start this way. Romney and Santorum, a virtual tie last night in Iowa. How does the result out of Iowa change the race on the ground here in New Hampshire?
Remember, Iowa and New Hampshire fundamentally don't pick presidents, but they do winnow down the field. And in this case, clearly that's happened with Michelle Bachmann. It may happen as well with Rick Perry. But in terms of Santorum, the dynamic in New Hampshire for all year has been the question, how do you feel about Mitt Romney? If you like him, fine, you're in that box. But if you don't, then who? In our last 11 polls, we've had 8 different people in second place. Later this week, we may have a ninth. Rick Santorum. So the real impact from Iowa may be Iowa conservatives saying to New Hampshire conservatives, you want an alternative to Mitt Romney? His name is Rick Santorum.
Interesting. Now let's talk a little bit about Rick Santorum, because of course in Iowa he benefited from a sort of coalescing of social conservatives and evangelicals. Not as many of those kinds of voters here in New Hampshire, right?
No. New Hampshire is the second least religious state in the country. Vermont just edges us out, according to the Pew Foundation. And in fact, a lot of Republicans here are pro-choice. So that is not the type of electorate he's going to be going after. At the same time, Republicans here, there is a core of Republicans who want a real Republican. I mean, there was some Tea Party sentiment that, frankly, your station has done a great job in covering that really have no home now, particularly if Michelle Bachmann or Rick Perry is out of the race and if Newt Gingrich is holding on for dear life. That's where Rick Santorum, who put in a lot of time here. People overshadow it because they just don't consider Rick Santorum a top-tier candidate until now. But he's actually been here the second most, he's been here more than Mitt Romney.
Now, we just came from a Romney event, dark circles under his eyes. Understandably, he was up till the wee hours of this morning waiting for the results from Iowa. If you're Mitt Romney, a win is a win. He won. On the other hand, this isn't like a hockey game in sudden death overtime, right? What does he take away from that result in Iowa, in your view, that he brings back to New Hampshire?
Well, look, on one level, he has to be very thrilled. You know, no Republican has ever won both Iowa and New Hampshire since this modern system began in 1972, and he's poised to do that, to make history. On the other hand, those fundamental problems about Mitt Romney's campaign and candidacy, that A, he's maybe a flip-flopper and not conservative enough, B, that he just can't personally connect with voters, and C, he can't coalesce all of these different Republican groups behind his campaign. I mean, he still didn't get over 25% in Iowa. Those questions still linger.
It's interesting. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu introduced Romney today, and he hit this mantra again and again and again, talking about how he cut taxes, how he balanced the budget, how he was opposed to gay marriage, and he completed every sentence with, that's a true conservative. That's a real leader. That's a true conservative. That's a real leader. So that's the message they need to get across to voters in the next few days, right?
Well, if the main threat is from Rick Santorum, who argues he's the true conservative, you know the old Karl Rove school of politics, what's mine is mine and what's yours we'll consider. He's trying to counter the narrative that Rick Santorum's the only conservative in this race. But I got to step back for a second and point out that Mitt Romney has such a dominant lead in this state that, yes, he is the leader among independents. Yes, he is the leader among Democrats who've already switched their registration. He's also the leader among Tea Party conservatives in the state. That's where his lead is.
Let me ask you about Newt Gingrich. He comes out of Iowa. He finished a pretty distant fourth, and yet he showed up in New Hampshire today. We attended an event there. He's made it pretty clear that he's going to be on the attack this week. I think the zinger that he got away with a few hours ago was, if you want to change Washington, you won't elect someone who was unable to change Boston. So that was the line from Newt Gingrich. But what does he bring to the dynamic of this race for the next week or so?
Boy, you know, what happened? Just a month ago, he was the front runner.
That's
and
right.
He was Mr. Positive, and he's already taken out a full-page ad in the local newspaper hitting Mitt Romney. Look, Newt Gingrich is in a Hail Mary position here. He's got to do something dramatic. He's got to do something to try to bold. And what he's really trying to do is just engage Mitt Romney. He's acting like this is a two-person race, and it is, between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum.
And what about Ron Paul? Ron Paul acquitted himself pretty respectfully in Iowa, but no sign of him today. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and you were talking about the two candidates that had credible organizations on the ground in New Hampshire were Mitt Romney, of course, and Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Look, Ron Paul is still in second place. When you woke up this morning, he was still in second place in New Hampshire. This is a libertarian state. There is a strain here that's for him. And the secret truth is that Ron Paul, I mean, unless he gets something like fourth or fifth here, which he probably won't, is going to go on. The important thing to remember in this presidential primary process is no one quits because they lose. They quit because they're broke. And Ron Paul always has an ability to raise the money. He's not running for re-election. He's 76 years old. This is the last hurrah for him. And he will be in this race probably longer, except for anyone but the nominee.
So 6 days to go before the New Hampshire primary. Over the weekend, we have a big debate sponsored by you folks at WMUR. This is a terrific opportunity, it seems to me, for these people without money, the Newt Gingriches, the Rick Santorums, right? What do they have to do to make that debate count?
They have to answer the fundamental question in New Hampshire, which is, why not Mitt Romney? If they can convince people why not Mitt Romney, then they can get to the second question, which is why them? And that's why I think you're going to see all week a focus on Mitt Romney. And of course, there will be two other subplots to watch in New Hampshire. One, will Rick Santorum be properly vetted? There are conservatives. I talked to Congressman Frank Ginta from Manchester first thing this morning about he has not made an endorsement, and he would lean towards Santorum, but he doesn't think he's been, you know, run through the process because he hasn't been a front runner by any means. And the second dynamic to watch is John Huntsman, a guy who put a lot of energy and a lot of time in New Hampshire against Ron Paul. There's not a lot of room on the right between Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, but they're both competing for that sliver of the 40% who are going to be independent voters in the state.
And I guess finally, in terms of the debate in the next few days, what Mitt Romney has to do or what he's choosing to do is just keep focusing on President Barack Obama. He seems to be ignoring these slings and arrows that come from the other candidates.
No one's fell in love with Mitt Romney. But what he's convinced them to do, particularly in Iowa, is that maybe they need to settle. Maybe he's the most electable type of candidate. And so what we're going to find from Mitt Romney is talk about inevitability. Look, I'm going to be the nominee. I have the money. I have the endorsements. And his endorsement from John McCain today was an example of him trying to make that argument. You're going to see him bring up the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, again to make that argument. And that everyone just needs to fall in line. You may not love me, but you know I'm going to be the nominee, and it's time to get on with Barack Obama.
All right, James Pendle, thanks so much for helping us today. We appreciate it, and thanks for all the help that you've given us over the last couple of months. It's a real pleasure.
Well, welcome to the most magical week in American politics.
Thanks. That's James Pendle, political director at WMUR in Manchester.